I just want to clarify, even though in my joy, my story, my case study about the joyful productivity thing that failed for so many years and then suddenly took off, it seemed like, that's the prescription for you isn't, therefore, you need to wait another 7 to 9 years. Good luck on surviving that. No, that's not the prescription. The prescription is do the market discovery process we're going to go through in the next couple of weeks. Why? Why is that one going to be, I'm not replacing 7 years of content, but it speeds things up a lot. Why is that? Let me tell you why. When you have one-to-one conversations, caring and curious conversations, which is what we're going to develop or we're going to build together, okay? Caring and curious conversations with individuals about your topic, you are immediately building trust with them that may have taken years of consuming content from you. Do you see what I mean? You're immediately building trust from them that, oh, you are the joyful productivity. You are the productivity. You're my productivity guy. Like for the next week, I won't think of anyone else but you when I think of I need to manage my time better. I need to, organize my information better. I need to stress less about da, 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 what I prioritize, but whatever. Okay. For example, with joyful. So one-on-one conversations is a secret shortcut, to be honest, to years of content. I shouldn't be saying this because I'm trying to sell you a content creation course too, by the way. You should buy that from me. Okay, buy that from me first. And then listen to what I'm about to say now. The one-on-one conversations, it because content creators aren't talking to your people one-to-one, you're the one talking to them one-to-one, it builds the trust that would have taken months or years. It's right there. I mean, depending on how long the conversation is, how intimate the conversation is, obviously. But you are the person they're thinking of for that topic. And then it also saves years of flailing around and having offers that don't work because you're listening to say, what are you buying? Oh, you're buying that? Oh, okay. Well, when it comes to this area, if you could design the ideal thing, I'm not going to tell you what my format is. I'm not going to tell you what the specific topic is or what who are the other audience members that I have. If you were to design the perfect program, what's an element that would be? Anyway, these are the questions and the things we're going to practice as we get into the market conversations part of it. But this is why this market discovery process, I think, is I wish more people did this because it could save people years of angst or recover after years of angst in some cases. So I hope this is helpful.